Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. It's told that the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz came to London, Kislev Tovshin Zayin, and at the second Tish, well, Shabbos, he asked Rabbi Mordechai Hirschler to say a Dvar Torah. When he finished, the Imre Chaim said, I'll tell you something I heard from your father, with Shimon Hirschler, who was a matz in Budapest, in Pressburg. And he said, your father once said, in this week's parsha, it says, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibishter, v'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim by the snap. What do you mean, v'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael? Says Rashi, be'ezes chus oitzi es b'nei Yisrael. What chus the Klal Yisrael have to be redeemed? So Rav Shimon Hirschler asked, Shtel zich the shayla, Yidin are drowning in an ocean of tears, there's rivers of Jewish blood, Pare is bathing in the blood of children, there is babies stuck in pyramids. Now is the time to declare what schus Yidin have. Does a father not have to redeem his children from any child, from source? Aval pi has no schus. Said Rav Shimon Hirschler, this is the difference between a goy and a yid. A goy, b'shas sarosoy, is the only thing that he wants, he queries, he questions is, how do I get out of here? How can I have a Yeshua? A Yid asks himself the question, why am I here? And with what schus do I get out of here? That's a word that the Mechayim liked, obviously, and he repeated. And then I saw Taka, the Ramchal, says in the Sefer Derech Eretz Chaim, that a person needs for at least an hour every day, of literal, but a time every day, where he's ponui from all of his free, from all of his machshavas, other in yonim, and he thinks to himself, for what reason was there a special chavivus of the Ovis HaKdoshim, of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did they deserve that cheshek? And he says, on this, Rav Shimon bar Yochai shreit in Zohar HaKadosh, V'ayloi livnei noshu dekutcha b'ichu aser imhoim b'galusa. Woe to people that the Eibishter is with them in Golos, right? V'yifen choy v'choy v'yarki ein ish, el ish l'darkoi ponli ba'sokin d'lohoinu ba'orchid loin. Woe to people that the Eibishter the Shechina is with us in Golos, and instead of looking around for the reasons, everyone's busy with their own inyonim, whether it's ruchni, it's gashmi, it's whatever, and they forget to ask themselves this question. Asher alkein, when it comes to these parshiyos of Shevav, a person has a chiyuv to be mizboinin both in the sibus hagolus and in the schus of geula, and therefore I once said that Shevavim is gimatria 360, which is gimatria tsar, which is gimatria meitzer and doig, two expressions of Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because we find the whole talich, the whole process of Golus, of Geula, how does it begin? This week's parsha. Vayhi b'yom ha'mahem, vayigdol Moshe, vayetzei el echo, vayar b'siv loisim. Says Rashi, was krat, nosan eino v'liboy, liyos meitzer aleim. The opposite of the statmo einayim v'liboy in last week's parsha. Says the Holy Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu at this moment was an ordinary Jew in the Shtibel. In fact, he wasn't even in the Shtibel in the Smedrish, he was in Paro's palace. And he was an ordinary bloke. Nervous, his heart was overflowing from the tzaris of Kal Yisrael, Mahavas Yisrael, Midas Toivis, and he couldn't stand quiet when he sees iniquity, when he sees the Mitri, Maki Ish Ivri, and when he sees the people of the Royam of Midian beating up, and he can't even hear the pain of a sheep in Yisrael's flock. And that is the reason, says the Pesach, why is Vayigdol Moshe? Why did Moshe become the greatest human being who ever walked the face of planet Earth? Because Vayetzei El Echo Vayar B'Zalot. He saw the Tzaras of Kal Yisrael. Which is the hepech of the Pirat HaLavavis, the Bechiris Yosef, which brought, and then I saw Bamidur Chaim Vital writes in Shaar HaKdusha, Loi Zocha Moshe L'chol Ma'loisov Elo B'Zchus Shehoya Oyev Yisrael Mitztar B'Zarosov. The whole Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he felt the pain of Kal Yisrael. And so is Befurish in Medrash, Vayar B'Siv Loisom, says the Medrash, Uboicha V'Oimer Chavali Aleichem, Miyitei Musi Aleichem, he's willing to die to relieve Kal Yisrael, it's Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Hanachta Askecho, V'Sakto Lirois B'Tzairin Shel Yisrael. You forgot all about your Inyonim. Whatever the Gashmi is Ruch, these are relevant. V'rahakto b'hem minag achim. Animon says the Eibishter klumaze animon niach el yoinu v'tachtoinu v'nedabrimuch. I'm going to abandon the heavens, the earth, all the celestial madrigas in the cosmos, and I'm going to deal with you. Says the Medrash, the Adol d'chsiv v'yar Hashem kisor liris. The Eibishter saw that Moshe was sarmei asokuf. He left the palace and the comforts, etc., etc. Right? He left himself, his own ego, his own anoichius, and he cared about Chal Yisrael. The fichach vayera likim ela b'dichaste. The Eibishter pierced him. So says the Mesilas Yesharim, the Perek Yutes, famous line: Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyev ela misha oyev Yisrael. The Eibishter only loves those who love you. The Fizev Edrecht. What I was saying today, really, I was going to say as a siyum of alumnus. Alumnus have to come a different year, some other time. But in the beginning of Parshas Yisro, you all know the psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu had two children. Why were they called? V'shem Echad Gershon ki Omar Ger Yisri Be'eres Nachri. I'm a stranger, right? Where was he a stranger? In Midian, for 40 years, however long it was, he was in a strange land. V'shem Echad Eliezer ki Likei Avi Be'ezri V'atileini Micherep. You don't have to be a great genius to work out the major problem here. But chronologically, first he had this gewaltige miracle, as Chazal say, the butcher took the sword to kill him, and his neck turned to shayish, miraculously, and he was saved. But he had to run away, so he ran to Midian, and he was a stranger, a ger, be'eres nechriya, for decades. Yeah? So why is his first son called Gershom, al shem Gerus? And the second one, after the miracle, number one. Number two, the question is, why by Gershom it says, V'shem Echad Gershom, Ki Omar, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ger Hayisi Barach Dechriya, V'shem Echad Eliezer, not Ki Omar, Elike Aviv Ezra, it doesn't say Ki Omar. It only says Ki Omar by Gershom, not by Eliezer. Number three, the obvious question is, Meila, I understand you name your child. Had a murder, did a miracle in my life. The Eibishter saved your life, and you want to be menatzeach, the netzach, the memory of this gewaldige moifis, this miracle that you had. You name your kid Eliezer. Gewaldig. Why is he like perpetuating for all of eternity the fact that he was in Golos? Hello. Number four of the kasha obviously is, hey, wait a minute. He calls himself the first child Gershom ki Omar Ger Hayisi Beres Nachriya Lafuke. Where's he coming from? Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Tzfas, Utopia, Paradise, Gan Eden. He's coming from Mitzrayim, where they're bathing in Jewish blood, and he's bemoaning the fact that what? He's in Midian. Because Midian is any worse than Mitzrayim? If I read. Mitzrayim is no joyride. Hello? Says the Rebbe, the Bionis and Apis, a vort mamish sends chills down your spine. He says, I'm reading the Lashon. The Vim Horishonim Bira'osam Tsaras Yisrael Hayabin Binokel Livchar Moves Michaim. When people who empathize to that extent, when they saw the Tsaras of Chal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, or throughout the generations, they would have chosen, it was preferable for them, death over life. Right? Asher Alkin. When the first child was born, and Moshe thought that the Kisar Lira is either going to be in Mitzrayim 260 years after Mepharshim say, the Geula is far, far away. How could I say to the Eibishter, thank the Eibishter for the miracle, that I'm alive, he couldn't, with a good heart, call his kid Eliezer. Right? Others add, Nachavort, right? Since Moshe was mishtatif in the tzaras of his brethren, right? Even if Mitzrayim was not the Hilton Hotel, it wasn't whatever, Ethiopia, but he wanted to be Bekir of Mokon, close to his brethren, to be sor lirish, to see their, to be far away, he felt alienated, he felt estranged. Therefore, he couldn't call his first child Eliezer, as the Rebbe Benizer said, he called him Gershom. It's nochri for my brethren and their tzoros. I'm not mishtatev, the pale mamnish, but to see tzoros and shal Yisrael. And therefore, ki omar ger yisi beres nechriya. He kept on repeating himself the reason why he called Gershom, to know that I'm away from the, I have to remember the tzoris. I want to ask you a question. You ever see I know many people, who Baruch Hashem were the sridim, play tichereh, they managed to survive. They survived the war. So imagine you spent years in a ghetto, hunger, right? And then you were sent, deported to a camp. And you went through Shiva Madur Gehen. And eventually you were liberated and you ended up in a DP camp somewhere in Germany. All the harpatkos, the old dwelling, you can imagine. And finally, after such upheaval, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you go to America, to England, to whatever, Eretz Revocha, Eretz Shavas, a normal place. And you finally settle down and you have your first child. Well, you can imagine the simcha at the bris of your first b'chayr after all the tzoris, you lost your whole family, and now you're having a child. So l'chur, the first child should be an acknowledgement to Baruch Hashem, I survived. Right? Nervos. It's a word I've said many, many times from Rabbi Yitzchak Vurki. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Lev Ches, the Talmidim asked Reb Zeira, b'meh harachta yomim, what qualities did you have? And one of the things he mentioned is, shalisosti b'takolas chaveri, which I didn't rejoice on the downfall of my friends. So the obvious shaila is, right? If you're not sos v'sameach b'takolos chaveiro, it doesn't make you a tzaddik. It makes you, you're not that complete, utter, achzer, wicked, horrible, hideous person. Does a maila, shalisasti b'takolos chaveiro? Said Rabbi Yitzchak Vurki, famous word, shalisasti. In my simcha protest, when I was making a simcha, I couldn't rejoice because of the kolos chaver. There's a zavort, the ksav soifer, the yortzai was this week. He's the ksav soifer, says, avort, it says in posuk, Sora says, schoik also lilikim, kol hashimeya yitzachek. What does this mean, says Rashi, Seba Medrash? On the day that Yitzchak was born, harbe akoris nifkidu, harbe cholim nisrapu bebayim, harbe tfilis nenu imo. Right? Other people who had tzoris, whether it was akoris or people who were ill or whatever tzoris they had, they also had a Yeshua on that day. The roiv schoik hoyaboylim. Everyone is happy. Explains the Chassav Sofer. It's a muir dikavor. He says, because tzoris was now be mesameach in a simcha. But it's a simcha of tzoris. Schoik atulilikim. Aber a tzaddik can't be misameach when he knows other yid have the same problem that they had. And they're still suffering. Right? So what did he do? Tzchuk also lilikim. How did the tzori imenu have a simcha b'leiv sholem? Because kol hashemeya yitzachak li. Because other people also had a Yeshua from the path that she made. So, Asher Alkin, right? So the first child he named Gershom, right? Afterwards, he came to him the Besura by this, the that the Geula is now the second child he could already call Eliezer. One was before, one was after. Kimais, I've said many, many times here, the Shefa Chaim, the Chlesberger Rebbe said, maybe take a story that he heard from his father, Tzvi Yashav Rudnik, that he was once in Sanz by the Alter Rebbetzin, the Zevri Chaim's Rebbetzin, and one day her Einach was there and she pulled up her sleeve and she showed him a mark. Remember that I told you a story? The, her father was the Baruch Tam. The Rav of Leipzig. Not of Siddush, Ashkenazi. Holy man. Said once in town, there was a neighbor who was the shoemaker, the sandler. Yankel, the sandler. And one time he was chuyla, mamish, skonis nefoshes. His wife came running into the Baruch Tam to betzachoyz rachmim, to ma'ir rach shemayim. The Baruch Tam hears Zalachzach in the kitchen. There's from the Mavashalis, the Chedon Mavashalis. The girls are laughing. So the Baruch Tam said to his daughter, who's this, I can't remember, Rochel Feiga, he says, Yankel Shister, right, is sitting there in Nishgesund. Und die Glusach lachen, he gave her a patch. The only time he ever gave his child a patch. And she said, somehow miraculously, this patch, the sign of it remained on her arm the rest of her life. Always as a symbol. I'll tell you another story of the Baruch Tam, since I'm speaking of the Baruch Tam. A very similar Endlicha story. The Baruch Tam was Meshadlich his son, I think of Rabbi Shuhash, the oldest one, with a Gvirish Mishpach, Ashir, a Kemin HaYom Mahein. keeping kest for 300 years. Der Weile, you know, whatever. Mit Amol vahia yoim, the mechutin, the chetainis, to come with their six white horses with the guns, the carriage, and they come to visit the mechutin in the middle somewhere. Meanwhile, there was a yidl, a pasha the yidl in stock, a vasa treger, see, whatever, a simple Jew. Also, as a similar story that he's not gesund, after the shidduch. And he was saying tillim for him, and he was fasting, he can essen, he can shlofen, he was out of his mind, the baruch ha'am, just worried. So the b'chutanim come in, this gvir, you know, and with his rebbetzin, our gvir, right? And they see the baruch ha'am is vice, and he's not well, and he's They thought that perhaps Nishtanu, he decided to break off the shidduch, and therefore they asked him, they saw his, ain't panecha ketvel shilshem, you're looking different. So he explained, is the Rav going to break the shidduch? Why is he so stern? Like, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. But he told him, there's a story with the vasa treger, whatever, the water carrier is not well, and therefore. So the mechetenis, the says to the baruch tam, Rebbe atke dekach, you know, you're making yourself sick over this, this is ridiculous, you know. It's no. This, he says, a person who's not mitzar, but sarah zulas, and their tzora is an achzer with achzorim. I don't want to make a show. And this story of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to repeat constantly to his children. Gerad, it fits in because you make a shidduch with people who are miyuchosim, right? There's a Kabbalah from a Brecha of Nadvurna, one of the great son of Rabbi Chaim Verna, who said. That a person who's not mishtatif and margish the tzara of Azulas be yodua shle omdu ragli avoyus of Har Sinai. Yidin b'teva rachmonim gam b'ayshonim agim mechasodim. Azorius is not a Yiddish. I once heard from Mashgiach and Tervidas. You know, people who are totally fried out of their minds, they keep nothing. One thing you always see they keep is Hilchas Avelis. People come to you with Shailas, Hilchas Avelis, the Mamasha. I Shabbos nish, das nish, kasher, aber Avelis, then Zohar, what's Avelis? Because in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridayin, Shindal is Mehmet Paskin, someone who's not Miss Abel Karoi on a Tatan Amama is an Achser. To be an Achser is not a Yiddish trait. I don't care if you're frum, you're fry, you're out of your mind. But to be an Achser is not a Jewish way. Even Beteva, not Achser. A Yid who's an Achser, right, and is not Mishtatev, but Sarazul said, the Nadvurna Rebbe is a charayah by Ondu of Yisrael Har Sinai, and he says a charayah from the Zmiros and Shabbos. There's a line: Shifte Kol Yisrael Edus Bitzarosim Loitzar. How do you know you're Taka Yid that the Mitzvah Shleim that you're Yid? This is Bitzarosim Loitzar, and this is a derech from Yidin Ozem Mikedem, especially from Tzaddikim. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yibayz. Although if you're not Mispal, whatever you're Chuyte. Over im Talmud Chacham, who says the Gemara Amar Rava, Tzarech sheyech la'atzmil. You got to become sick over someone else's sorrows. The Beis Aaron of Karlin, he once met a group of people who came from the city of Sadegera. His Edim was the Alter Rebbe of Sadegera, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yankee. So he had it called again. He asked him, "Tell me over a Torah from your Rebbe." Tell him a Torah, a famous Torah, you all heard it 100 times. Why called Machzis HaShekel, the middle letter of the 5 letters is a Tzaddik. Letters close to the Tzaddik is Chai, furthest is Mason. Yeah. So the Beis Aaron said, I'll tell you Pshat. Why Taka when you look close to the Tzaddik is Chai? It's a Prat Zazoy. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Sisa es Roish B'nei Yisrael Lifkud Dayem. If Kal Yisrael, the Pekidim, want to choose a Roish B'nei Yisrael, Rosh Tevez Rebbe, who do you choose? V'nosnu ish kufer nafshei l'Hashem. You choose a person who's willing to be a kufer nafshei l'Hashem. And durch dem, azar rebbe v'lo yin negev b'nei Yisrael. That's how. You have to put a Jew, the definition of a tzaddik is someone who's muyser nefesh for Kol Yisrael. As Dvorker famously said, I always quote Dvorker because my wife's Zayda somewhere down the line, Yivke, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Yivke Hashem l'kei haruchi is isha l'eidah, Asher Yetze Lifneim Evet Oiskin Farzi. He'll give a Meister Nefesh for Kol Yisro. The Kol Arya, Rav Berksas heard, he once went to Sanz, he was a Sanz of Chosid. He went to Rav Chaim by night to his house, and he heard him from his room right before he was going to sleep that the Rav Chaim was Makabal on himself, Dalad Mises Bezdin, and Kol Einchen Sheba Oilam Fa'idin Zvegins. For the sake of Kol Yisro, for Jews. In fact, there's a beautiful vort from the Moshe Lakoshin in Gehelis Moshe in Parshas Tazria. He says, only a Chassidish Rebbe can make such a prat. When it says in Pirkei Avos, you read simple prat. When I was a kid in Cheder, it's sort of a negative thing, right? He says, to the Kodesh of Rebbe teaches, someone who puts his kriches to mevatel dinam and kal Yisrael, how does he do so? He's willing to sacrifice his life for kal Yisrael. Right? And that's what you find, the Bi'al Rebbe, the Rebbeinu says, the Levim, were they meshubit in the Shibut? They avoid the kosher, the per, avoid this perach? Nei. Nevertheless, did they get bizus hayom? We can talk about it, the whole shmiz. Yeah, they were... Kerech was the richest of the whole lot, right? Yeah? But they didn't work. No pain, no gain, as they say in America. Nor vos. By the Levim, even though the Avodas Perech physically didn't affect them, they were mitzta'ir in the tzar of Kal Yisrael, and therefore it was nechshav as if they were meshubit, and that's vavodum v'inuizum. The rest of Kal Yisrael had both. The Levim didn't have the avodum, but they had the inuizum, the inu of Kal Yisrael. It's actually a word, I've said this many times, it's one of the sharpest words I've ever heard. Rabbi Eisel Kamarna wrote Haskoma to the Shavim Shuvah Zeri Yitzchak. And he writes there that he once went with his father, Sender of Kamarna, to, and he met the Rabbi Yitzchak Choruf, who was Abbezin of Sambur, the Goinim of the generation. They were at a Bris Mila, at a Bris. And at the Bris Mila, there was the Kamarna Rabbi and the Rabbi Yitzchak Choruf. And B'suich HaDvorim, he teached a teich, right? We say in Tilim, everyone knows the Pasuk, Ke'ayil Tarig Alafike Moyim Kein Nafshi Sarig Alechli. Yeah? What's Ke'ayil Tarig? The Forshim asks, if it's talking about a feminine deer, what do you call it in English? Yeah? Doe, right? It should have said Ke'ayolo Tarig. Elamai, you're talking about a Zohar. Then it should either say grammatically ka'ayil yaruig or ka'ayalas tarig. I mean ka'ayil tarig. Said Rabbi Yitzchak of Sambura. He says, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Zionist in Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Bishlach, this ayala rach motzar. When it comes time karas to give birth, the Eibush descends a darkoin, a type of nochosh. It bites the Beis HaRechem. It's Nisrachav, it opens, and she's able, and she gives out, the pain is intense. She gives out 70 krechsin, 70, what do you call it? 70 cries, 70 groans of anguish, which the Zohar says is connected to 70 words in Lamatzeach Yancha Hashem B'yom Sora, which is whatever, right? And then the Eibishter sends after her tefillahs, and she gives birth B'shotev Mizlachas. The problem is, Chazal also say in Medrash Shoychetov in Kapitel Chav Beis, it's also in that Zohar, that the Ayola is the Chosid Shebechais. And it has a gewaldige Rachman. And Beshas, there's no rain in the world. And the whole oil, all the Brias are Betzar. So all the Chayas in the Vald go to the Ayola, and they ask her to be Ma'ir Shemayim, cry out. That's what she does, fine. Problem is, ask this Rabbi Yitzchak of Sambur, Vosvul Geven Hechetimsa, if in the middle of her childbirth, in the Chavli Leiduk, right, suddenly there's a drought, there's a famine, and the world is bizarre, and they come to her, what does she do? Therefore says David HaMelech, Ka'ayo Loshen Zocher, she stops the childbirth process, her own Chavli Leiduk, right, and she deals with the Tzoros HaZevelt. That's a ka'ayil, loshen zocher. She makes herself like a zocher, but it's tarig alafikei moiv. Hello, Earth. This fits into so many things of Aaron HaGadol's, the Ko'echsev. Various, it's used all the time. The Kamarna Rebbe said, Azav Vort can only say atad legomer. The Divrei Chaim, when he heard it, he said, Azav Vort can only be said by someone who's poshet moisir nafshei b'chol mo'udi to the bashefer. I let the hair. And therefore, whenever there's a tzor, the pasuk says, I'll give you an example. In keset talve es ami, es oni imuch, Rashi says, Rashi, Im Kenneth Talbot as Ami, as a only imuch, says Rashi, have a mistakel ba'atzmucha kilu atoni. When you're giving a loan, a gilus chesed to a poor person, make believe as if you personally are poor. She tells the child, all the muscles for him ask, why? I know intellectually that the fellow is poor. If I thought the guy is Rockefeller, I wouldn't be giving him a loan now. He would be coming to me anyway. Right? So I'm giving him a gilus chesed, chavad he's poor. All right, I'm giving him. So what do I have to be margus if I'm the poor person? Is the charaya says the altar from Kelm, in a sefer Chochmah Musar, it's not enough to intellectually understand the person's sar. You have to be margishit, b'chush, and you have to be mizdaheh, you have to identify with it as if it's your personal sar. And then you'll know how to give a chul v'chul. And it's not even that that's the way you could benefit the person. The Sif Sechayim, Rechayim Friedlander from Ponim Yeshiva, says it's not pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Vayar B'Siv Luysum, and he sees Lomer Zogin, statistically, there were 3 million Jews enslaved in Egypt. Could Moshe Rabbeinu practically take away the shibud from these a few people? I can give a gemilas chesed, I can help them schlep. Millions of people, how could I have any practical effect on the millions of people in the kushi of the perach? Is the charaya what's necessary? Is not only practical, mamoshistik, concrete help, right? But li is nosen einoi v'liboi, right? Well, I'll give you an example. Everyone knows, I've said this many times, our family is a Brisker family. So there was a famous Sreifa in Brisk, in Tafresh Nunhei. They found Reb Chaim Brisker sleeping in the floor of the hallway of the shul. Well, Derech said, this was Emes in Tafresh Samachei. There was a Russo-Japanese war, and he got letters from the soldiers who were forcibly inscripted, and they're in Siberia somewhere fighting the Japanese, and he wouldn't sleep, he wouldn't eat. Eisvelt, he passed away that year. Mamish Be'er, as a young man, he was 59. The mind of right? The tzoras of Ibra Lebing, what his chassidim even were going through. The First World War, Reb Chaim Chaim, they saw him sleeping and whatever. So why don't you sleep on a bed? He said, how could I sleep in the bed when there's so many plaitim? There were refugees who were in the cold, who were starving. There were Jewish boys, soldiers on both sides of the war in the trenches. How could I sleep on a bed when the people in the trenches, people who are homeless? Can I ask you a simple question? Do you think if Reb Chaim Brisker is sleeping on the floor, it's an ounce of a difference practically to a refugee, to a soldier in the trenches? What practically? Hello? Is this just like soothing your conscience and feeling good about yourself? What does it mean? You're noiseya ba'oilim chaveiri. You're mishtatnip and so what does it mean? You know, so you could say it just says Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah. At the end of the day, how does the whole process of redemption start? You think it's some abstract whatever? When Vayigdol Moshe Vayetzel Echo Vayarbnis Vloisom, right? I'll give you an example. There's a din. He says like a din in Mamas. Ruvain owes someone his balchuyv 1,000 ruble. You know. In Dinim Mamas, does Reuven have to pay back? And what if he has 10 chaverim, and they all chip in, and each one gives 100 ruble to the malva? Is that Yoitza? Right? So when a person's Niseya ba'ilim chaveri, he feels his friend's pain, right? His pain takes away automatically the pain of the other person. But you see, like Ruchim explains. And that's not something, sleeping on the floor, that things like great holy people, or Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim, holy people. But it's a din of a mitzvah, the rice of Allah, the Lidbidrochov. And if the Abish in this week's parasha by the snare, you see, Ima and Echim Bitzorov. And why is it a snare? Because in the snare, the Shechina Kvayochel, the Koitzim are Doikrim in the Shechina. That's how he feels the pain of someone else. And that relieves, it's not just some hairy fair, that relieves the pain. It does something. The Panovich Rav once said, how did he become a Talmud Muvik of the Chavetz Chaim? What attracted him? The first time he ever met the Chavetz Chaim, Radin. He heard him before he saw him. He came to the Chavetz Chaim's house. He wanted to see him. Heard about him. And his Rebbe said, sit here in the hallway. The Chavetz Chaim will come down. He suddenly hears Bechiyus Neurois, awesome tears, crying as a weeping, sobbing uncontrollably. And the Rebbe said, he got very like, what's happening here? Like, it's a haunted house. He's davening for a Makshul Yeledes. Yeledes is Makshul Yeledes. So when he heard that, this is, I want to be a Talmudist. That's what, before he ever saw the Chafetz Chaim face to face, the shtatfus of the Chafetz Chaim and the tzar of another, of a Yidina, that's what attracted him to him. Be'emes, the Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Yud, Hamispal Ba'at Chaveiri, Tzorach She'yech La'atzmei Olav, the Chasam Sofer says, how does it help if Shimon is mispal for the Tzorah of Reuven? Because since all of Chal Yisrael is one entity, one nefesh, so who Asher Dibarnu, it's as if he is the sick person. Well, Derech said, the Gemara says, Baba Kama, Hamispal Ba'at Chaveiri, Vutzorach Lo'ishik Dover, Vunetchil. It's a simple pshat that you always say, well, two people have the same tzorah. They both need shiduchim. They both need gelt. They both need whatever, a refuah. And each one prays for the other. Rabbi Yitzchak of Radvil, the son of Rabbi Michal Zlotsch, for Taitis Faket. Hamispal ba'ad chaver. Person, I have money, I have health, I have shiduchim. Everything is wonderful, money. And hamispal ba'ad chaver, ad kedekach, that I'm uhu tzorech lo'yisei dover, by me is negeya ben nefesh. And who, your tefillahs will be heard before the other guy's tefillahs. Because Badir is Megaya. Who, you become a Nitzruch. Al Derech said the Gemara, said Chazal, say Gemara, Shabbos. Kol Merachim ala Briyas, Merachim ala Min HaShemayim. Who are they Merachim on? Simple Pshat in the Gemara. You're Merachim ala Briyas, Min HaShemayim, they're Merachim on you. The Alter Chartke Vareba, Rav David Moshe, says, nay. They're Merachim Min HaShemayim on the Meruchim. Because of your rachmas, I'll tell you a story. And bells, Kiddur, B'Shalom bells, the first bells of Rebbe, used to be merapa people to heal people with hands. There's such a thing. People have special, whatever. They put their hands on people. The munkasher in Tevitera, like Anshtikl, that's trapped in the Gemara, Brachas, various places in Shas. Yoiv ye, le yodei v'ukmi. This is, sorry, whatever. Okay. So once Reb Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav of Yushalayim, but he went on a shlichus to Chutzlar to collect funds, and he was in bells. And he had always suffered from rheumatism, arthritis, some terrible yisurim. So you heard the bells, Rebbe has this kayach. He asked, he put his hands on his shoulder, and it went away. So Rav Shalom said, don't think I'm using shemus akloishim, see, schoolers, you know, I found whatever. Yeah? I parshed a chub, I have tsar to see the pain of Eve. And they say, a poshetib mensh chorus michoymer yulud ishim. And he has such rachmonis on another yid. We have to have rachmonis. And that's ma'ir rachm. No hocus pocus, no schoolus. Rachm. There was a, you heard of Ramot Chana Stipler? Hello, Earth, anyone out there? Yeah? The Eidim of the Vichai, the son of the Chakasar, the grandson of the Ramot Chanovel, or a grandson of the Mittler Rebbe Lubavitch, one of the great tzaddikim. So Ramot Chana Stipler, Kumus of Ayid, Parsh Ayid, or the Oshir, Agvir Muflig, and the Galgal went around, and it became Mamish Ad Pieces Lech, Kikr Lech, he doesn't want to eat in the family. So he came with a kvittel to Ramot Chana Stipler. He reads the kvittel, to the Stipler gave a krechts, a deep sigh, pain, groan. So he takes a wad of money, and he puts it in the guy's hands. The guy looks at the Gvir Adir, you know? He says, his eyes were like crying, Rebbe, this is what it's come to. I'm here like a schnorrer collecting pennies, collecting money. The bizoyan was unbelievable. So he sees that he's cresting what he gave him the money. He reads the kvittel again and he gave another krest. Took out another wad of notes and gave him. Come upon him. Finally, he says, Rebbe, I'm not a schnorrer. I was a man, a balba. So why do you keep on giving me money? So the Harnes Stipler Rebbe told him, it's a pasuk. It says, Nosin titili, val yeiro levavcho besitchuli. It says, you have to give the fellow enough money that you should relieve the pain that you feel from this guy's sorrow. It says, vos ken echtan, I give you money, I still feel your pain. I got to keep on giving you two, I don't feel any more the pain. That's the word. The Havas Yisrael, the Vision of Rebbe, there were times people came to him with kvitlach tzoris, mamash konis, the foshes people had mishpitim with the goyim, they're going to send to Siberia for 30 years, whatever. The chule poshet the skonis, the foshes, mamash yigiyu, charimovas. And they would come to the Havas Yisrael Vishnitz with a kvitl, read it, no problem, go home, everything's fine. And lenofel mitvor of arzah, whatever he said was kacha. So people had mamash often a ruach hakoyim, how could you give the vados with haftocha, with a breitkeit, no problem, nothing happened. Obviously he has, and he was always like you know, didn't no, no ruach kodesh, blood, right? He says, how could you otherwise explain it? It's not the impossible, no ruach kodesh involved, no nevius, not clairvoyance. So when a person comes to me with a tzara, I feel their pain acutely. And suddenly a guy is facing a skonis nefar, a mishput by the Bible, whatever, a critically ill illness, and I don't feel any pain. We can design. It must be the tzara doesn't exist anymore. Hello? He doesn't feel the pain. The Imre Emes told his son, in Atvosk, is his grandson, Reb Leibel 11, in Atvosk, in Tofer Shalhi, has a very similar word, but it's beautiful, it fits in so wonderful. You remember a lady called Chana, and she goes to the Mishkan, and she's crying her eyes out, she has no children. And Eli thinks, Eli Shikaira. And he musses her out, what does Chana answer back to Eli? Eli hears Azoi. What does he tell her? Certain, as I stand here, you're going to have a child. She has a shmul. How did he know? Does avados? Hello? Because Eli's the tzaddik. Eli's the queen god. And when a woman comes, because she's crying, doesn't have children, and what does Eli think? A shikir. See, Ken is like, where is his feeling, his empathy? How could he? How could it be? Elamaya muchruch to say what? There's no problem here. That's the word of the Vishnu Rebbe. The Rebbe said the same word. There's only a problem when there's a problem. If I don't feel your pain, there's no pain. There's no tzara. And that is the mark of a tzaddik that is Muslim, the Rechaim is Mekabal Dalbi. Tzaddik is Mekabal worse than that, the Mekabal Gehenna. There's a story told of Rebbe Baruch Mezhbizhar, right? He was sitting once at a Sudra, and he has two Mechutonim with him. One was Avram Doiv of Chelnik, the Edim of the Toldus, and the other was Rebbe Yossel of Yampola, who was the son of Rebbe Chazotcher. They're sitting on either side. A Gvir comes in, a real wealthy guy, you know, pop, pop, pop. And Rebbech Yedua was very, very sharp. Izrugzuk Yedua, right? He starts mecharef, cursing out this guy, mezalzel him, wiping the floor, cutting him into pieces. We say in America, he chews him up and spits him out for breakfast. And he tells his chaver, the gaboyim, the mashpakim, out of the house. Take this guy and bump him off. Get him, throw him out. Be a dayan, they take him and they... Is mechutin, Ram Doiv. There's Gemara. The Gemara says in Bamasiyah Daf Nun Ches, Hamal bin Pnei Chaveirei Berabim. They didn't want to end the Maimer Chazal. So Baruch was a sharif. Why don't you end the Maimer Chazal? You're a Talmud Chochem, right? Says Eilei Chayek Al Haba. Why don't you spell it out? So I'll tell you what. I saw a Yid comes into me, and I see me the Sadin is Matua Chalov. He is in for, right? If I give him Chirufim Vikidufim, that those Bizyunis will be shokel, whatever, and he won't have this. I know the Chazal, I know the Gemara Bambazia, but what can a Jew do not to be Moisir Nafshri for the Toiv Avayit? You hear? And that story is told from the Yismach Yisrael. Whatever. There was, in other words, I'll tell you a story. You heard of the Azhar of Rebbe? I quote him all the time. Right? He wrote a sefer Eishdos. He wrote a sefer. He lived in the Bronx, and then he moved there to Israel. His forum, Ber Moish, is a classic. So once it was Cholamayit Sukkah, he was sitting in the Sukkah, and two Choshev Rabbonim came to him, and they asked him to daven on behalf of a Talmud Chacham, was a Cholam B'Sukkah. And it was a Yom Tiftik, like private, the Choshev Rabbonim. They said, Rebbe, we're Ber Moish of Tlosa, we're a Bezdin. Members of Paskinin, Bezdin, to be mamtik the dinim of this person. The Ozher of it didn't answer. Finally, they're like, the kvetch. The Ozher of it turns to these Choshev Rabbanim and says, you know what it means to be mamtik dinim on a Yid? That's not magic. I'm not pulling rabbits out of a house. You have to be makabel on yourself, the dinim on him. This buchen? Hello? It's not, it's a push in from Mr. Snap. And he said it's a chazal. He brought rayas to it. One example, there were many rayas. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Dafam Hei, Rav Shimon Yochai said, Yochalani lifter of kol ha'olam imidas hadin. says Rashi, Avasar, Ani Suivil Kolava in Yisayim Upotri Miradim. The Zoyers in the Mashos and Alasar, when he was in the Myra with the Belozer Benoi, that's how he pattered the world, the Tzoris and the Yisurim. The Rishner once said, a person can't be a Tzadik Emes unless he's Mekabal on himself the whole Tzor, the Pekel of the world Tzoris, the world Zidim, the world Onshin, the world. The Yisachaber Belzer once said, people, the Veld things, why did I call my son Aaron? I'll shame my Shver's father, Aaron Chernobyl. He called his son Aaron, who was the Rebbe of Belz during the Nebuch, the darkest years in Jewish history, Al Shem Reb Aaron HaGodol of Karlin. Because just like he was Mekabel on himself, all the tzoras of the Klal, so to Aaron, my son Aaron will also be, on his shoulders, will be all the tzoras of Klal Yisrael. That's a tzaddik. That's something that every one of us have to shtickle. And let me tell you one story before I leave. The Beis Halevi lived for many years in Valoshin. Yishver was a chassidish, actually. Both his shiduchim were chassidish. One was a chabadnik, and then the next one was a kabriner chos. From Lechovich kabriner. His name was Ritcha Ephron. He used to call him chassidim, he used to call him Ritcha Rabbisha Valoshin. And one day, the Beis Halevi, Rashi Beis Halevichik's son, named Chaimke, was not well. He was critically ill. Mamish. Mitamol, the kabriner rabbi, Ramesh kabriner, is arriving in Valoshin. And his achsanya, I'm sure there were not many chsidim in Valoshin, so his regular achsanya was this rabbitcha. See, hello, the rebbe with the whole pamalia delay, the whole entourage comes. This boy is in the other room, he's dying, right? The rebbe comes, zetzachavek, totally like ignoring the mitamal, unannounced, no telegram. One of zetzachavek with his group of chsidim, okay, pravet atish, sudu. Can you imagine a massive in a house? Someone is dying, someone's critically ill, right? When this Rebbe comes in, parachutes from Mars, when it's priming a tish, it's singing the down. And right afterwards, the little boy became better. So afterwards, the Kabriner told the Beis Halevi and his Shver, Rebbitcha, the Gemara said in Baba Basra, there was an Evan Tuyv that was on the Tzavar of Avraham Avin. And anyone who was a Choyle would look at it, and he was Nisrapin. After the Stalkos of Ravino went into the Galgal Chama, and what is it, Evan Tuif? Some kind of, let's say in Manchester, all the lead man, the salt man, some kind of other, another Mishigas, another going to the mikveh drinking 300 lub wort. Nacha school. Right? Yes? He said the Kabrina, the Evan Tuif is the mid of Avram Avinu Vechnos Orchim. So he Dafka made a special trip to Valojin, that to be Mizaka with Vechnos Orchim, and then came to Yeshua. And this boy grew up to be the famous Reb Chaim Brisk. Just while I'm talking, I'm going to finish off another story with Brisk and Kabrin. You heard of Moshe Bidner? Anyone out there? Okay. Someone's alive here. Moshe Bidner was from the Geduile Beisman. Ask the son of Rabbi Chon Wasserman. He was a Branovich. He held with him. But you know, many years he spent in Brisk. He was learned Chavrus in Beis Harav. He was a learned by whatever. Odin Gogol Banoki. In everything. Sayin learning, Sayin halacha, in kolokarku, in midis, and tzitkis, and tzitkis. Ramesha Midner was one day walking home. And it's shakua and learning and tachtim, whatever. A balagula. I must tell you, in those days, a balagula was not necessarily a tzaddik. He's like, pashati yin, mamish, amcha, kam, whatever. He stops and he says, Rebbe, could you come on my carriage? A taxi, like, you know. No, I'm fine. I won't charge you, please. No, I can't. I'm fine. I can get to fools. Go by feet. Please, I'm coaching nafsh, a personal favor. Please let me drive you home. The guy is like on the verge of tears. Like, okay, I'll do you a favor. He takes the lift. So he was like curious, why in the world? But I go, Poshadi. Was Epis Negev ben Nefesh that he should give him a ride? So I tell you a story. Before the Beis Halevi was Rav Brisk, there was another Rav called, Brisk was a very funny town in Mazalil. My Zayda was in Brisk. It was a mixed up town. It's not far from Varsha, not far. It's like I remember my Zayda, davening for the Omud, the Cholims were half Litvish and half Polish. Oys and A's and like, it was a mixed up town. Okay, Kabrin is very close. So the Rav of the Bezdin of Brisk before the Beis Halevi was Rabbi Yankov Moshe Padva, one of the Captain Ellenberg Padva family, Ganagoyim, and he once told his people that if you want to daven Yom Neroim, right, Rosh Hashanah, with a chazan, Kishulchan Oruch, who's the godel of the tzibur and Torah and Masam Toivim, spend Rosh Hashanah Kubrin. The Rav Haste, right? So a group of people from Bris, they went to Kabrin for, and Moshe Kabrin was the shliach tzibur, and Moshe davening. He was the balagula, so he joined them. He was the transportation. Moitzoy Rosh Hashanah, they're going back from Kabrin to Bris. I think it was 45 tchum Shabbos away, whatever that is, right? Or if the Brisket tchum Shabbos could be a 3,000 miles, but whatever. They're going whatever. They're going back to Bris, and they were in the middle. The Rebbe was having a tish Moitzoy Rosh Hashanah. And he said he went into the tish. The difference of Chaim, the Chassidus, the Atzilus, and Bria, he's not into this. He doesn't have a clue what's happening. He says one vort he heard from the, which is ingrained indelibly in his whole life. Atog, if a day goes by and you haven't done a chesed to another yid on that day, sahes nishgulep. You're not alive that day. Shalosh says the same thing. Shalosh says v'simon a chesed kail kolayim. A day without chesed is gorsh. And I'm a simple Jew, I'm a balagula. But I always, and every day I do a chesed. For years, years, this. Says today, from morning till night, I'm almost torrid and gefelde chatirdis. It's almost nightfall. The streets are going to be empty. I haven't done anyone a chesed today. And I found you walking. Come on my carriage. And the Abish the and that's the chesed, the shtafus with our tibur. I wanted to say a whole Torah. And the lumbus I wanted to say was, Chazal say, this week's parasha, right? So the Gemara says in the Gemara says is the Charaya, he didn't kill him. Haikisa loy nemer elasake klamerim yad lechaveroi is nikra. I was going to say a whole sikh of the Rebbe, a whole lumdis is a ain't coming claim. But the word is meruba mitzvah. If you made him yad lechaveroi, you haven't hit him. You made him yad lechaveroi. You're already a Russia. Whether it's a little, machlik is three way, machlik is Rambam, Tur, and Bes Yosef, whatever. If you're possible, Eidos, Gansalumdus. Right? Right? Is it the Raisid? Is it Rabbanon? Is it a Milad al Gadat? There's three different shittas. Whatever. Or, but Zichr Meruba Midtaiva Midtaiva. If a person is Meirim Yad, just to endeavor to help another Yid, is you're already called the Tzaddik, and you bring the Evan Taiva from Avinu, and you bring Revach, Abtol, and Yeshua, and Gula, to all the Kal Yisroel.
In Pittsburgh.